Lesson 24. War and Peace. When a war begins, we can say that war has broken out or violence has erupted in the region. When one country officially enters into a state of war, then they have declared war on the enemy country. Sometimes one country performs a preemptive strike, an early attack, against another. For example, if it suspects that the other country is stockpiling weapons, creating a collection of weapons that will be used for a future attack. The other country may view this as an unprovoked attack, an unfair attack without a reason, and tensions may rise until the area is on the brink of war, meaning that war is very probable. Sending in the military is often called deploying troops. The soldiers may be stationed or posted in a certain area to protect it, or they may launch an offensive in which they storm or invade enemy territory. When the soldiers begin firing their guns, we say that they opened fire. Unfortunately, the horrors of war affect everyone, as innocent people are always caught in the crossfire, in the middle of the violence, without participating in it. Both sides are sure to suffer civilian casualties when innocent people are injured or killed, and there will be collateral damage to the country's infrastructure. War also results in many refugees displaced by the violence. They may resettle in another area or flee to another country. If a particular battle was an important turning point in the war, then it is called a decisive battle. Sometimes another country intervenes and helps the two sides negotiate a truce or ceasefire, agree to stop fighting. If successful, this can restore peace, but it may be a fragile or uneasy peace. More work will still be needed to bring stability to the area and establish a lasting peace. Often, peacekeeping forces remain in the region to try to avert war, avoid war. Listen to and repeat the collocations to practice your pronunciation. War has broken out. Violence has erupted. Declared war. A preemptive strike. Stockpiling weapons. An unprovoked attack. Tensions may rise. On the brink of war. Deploying troops. The soldiers are stationed or posted. Launch an offensive. Storm or invade enemy territory. Opened fire. The horrors of war. Caught in the crossfire. Suffer civilian casualties. Collateral damage. Refugees displaced. A decisive battle. Negotiate a truce or ceasefire. Restore peace. A fragile or uneasy peace. Bring stability. A lasting peace. Peacekeeping forces. Avert war. Now take the quiz and test your memory of the collocations about war and peace.